voicemails, your voicemail message should say, today is Thursday, May 22nd. Be out of the office all day today. I will check my messages at lunchtime, and if I can do it more frequently, I will do it. And so, you know, or today's Monday, I'm in the office all day. You know, every day, you just change it. And once you get in the habit of doing that in the morning, does anybody have that kind of, have you ever heard that when you call somebody? You get their voicemail?
Yeah, I've heard it when I've called people. Today is...
It kind of gives you the impression that person's kind of squared away, doesn't
mm-hmm.
it? I think so, yeah. So that's not a big thing to do. It's a technique. Why don't we do it? Do we have voicemails? Everybody's got voicemail, right? Of some kind. So we could do that. Got to change it every day, which, you know, it's just a small thing, but a lot of good salespeople have that. Knowing your product. I mean, it starts with there. Reading magazines about your industry. Learning about your industry. Whatever it is that you're in. There are publications that are generally free, complimentary publications that you can read. Now, if you read something, and I've got a list of these magazines in the back of the book here. Here's one here called Call Center. And you don't want to read the whole thing. You never want to read a whole magazine. It's too time consuming. What you want to do is you want to open up to the table of contents. Sometimes they hide it on you. You open up to the table of contents, and you look at all the articles. Now, I'm not talking, you know, if you buy People magazine, you probably want to read the whole thing because it's general entertainment. But I'm talking about trade publications and things like that. You go through the index, the table of contents, and you find there's one article that I want to read. That's it. Go find that article. Tear it out. And then put it someplace with your other torn pages that you want to read. Read it. When you get finished with it, give it to someone else in your office that could benefit from it. Send it to somebody in the field or a customer or something like that. And you'll be amazed. When you start learning more about your industry, you just end up being more effective. And reading technical magazines, publications, I don't know what they've got in your industry, but I'm sure there's some technical stuff. And you generally go talk to the service people or the engineers or whatever. They're going to have magazines. You can get them too. Or you could have guys just send them down to you or something like that. And, you know, it's not something you got to spend a lot of time. You just look through. Is there anything there? And you'd be amazed as you start going along. There's articles in there that are pretty cool. And then you talk to a customer on the phone, and you go, sir, you know, you sound like an engineer. I just read an article in Automation Machinery magazine the other day that I think you might be interested in. Would it be all right if I sent you a copy of it? Sure. You could also put that in your newsletter. And that's what selling is all about. Contacts, checking with the customers, and so forth. Be very helpful. Okay, and that's knowing your product and knowing your systems. I'm going to guess everybody knows your system. You can't be effective if you're fumbling around on your... And you know, typing is something... There's only 26 letters in the alphabet, and 12 of them on a typewriter are done with these two fingers. 12 of them. That's half. So, because, you know, you go like this with these two fingers, and then the other one's just falling. Everybody needs to learn how to type. If you're entering information and stuff, you can let typing. You just get better at it. So there's on it. You put in learn typing on the Google, bingo, come these free things. They give you little exercises and show you where your fingers are supposed to be, and that can be really helpful. Okay, moving over to page 26, being enthusiastic. That's what it's all about. When somebody calls you up on a phone, who do you want to hear? Do you want to hear somebody that says, hello? Or do you want to hear somebody that answers the phone? Mitchell Selling Dynamics, how can we help you? That's how Dave Fowler used to answer the phone. That kind of, with a lot of confidence. And, you know, that's the kind of phone answering that we project confidence. And if somebody's calling in, they want somebody like that helping them out. Because they're calling you because they need some help. And we want to give them the feeling, hey, you know, the only way you're going to stop me is by killing me. You know, I'm going to get your stuff done for sure. It's easier. The more you know about your products and so on, I like to think of it like an opera, you know. I remember years ago I went to an opera and I thought, God, this is so boring, you know. And then right after that I went to see a basketball game. And I thought, man, this is great, you know. And I was thinking, what's the difference here? Okay, here's the difference. The basketball game I went to was Michigan State was playing Ohio State. And, you know, I went to Michigan State. And I got... I know all the players. I know the coach. You know, I know the coach before. I've been to the stadium and all this kind of stuff. And You know, I know Ohio State, you know, I know there's a rivalry, I know players in Ohio State, this is for this and that. I went to the opera, I don't know anybody. I don't know anything, I don't know, you know, Puccini wrote it, I don't know, Pavarotti is the tenor, I don't know who the conductor is, or Zubin Mehta, you know, I don't know any of these guys. The more you know about it, the more you can get enthusiastic about it. If you don't know anything, you can't get enthusiastic. That's why product knowledge is so helpful. And sometimes on a phone call, get up, stand up. You got more energy when you stand up. Take a deep breath, you know. You just have more energy and can be more enthusiastic just by standing up. And everybody that's involved in selling ought to listen to tapes or CDs now, whatever you want to call it. And there's you could put CDs, and I've got a list of them in the back of the book of where you can go to get CDs. And you could just put in, you know, CDs, motivational CDs, and buy them and listen to them when you get a chance. They can help you get pumped up. You can create your own. You know, in sales, sometimes we get down. You know, we get the wheel of doom going instead of the wheel of fortune.